Problems at this year's Pride Festival were the subject of a special summer city council hearing. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
I must admit that your testimony and what I'm hearing is both painful and perplexing.
Councilmember Rue Landau was upset with Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel, who described how police intervened after a large crowd descended on South Street after Pride Fest.
You brought horses into areas to terrify people. There are so many things. You said, what, we were going to block off the street, but we couldn't. You had enough motorcycles and police cars that, yes, you could have blocked off the street. You could have.
Bethel said his officers did what they had to do to move people out.
I believe that the goal to move the crowd off of the park, out of that area for their safety, was appropriate at the time. That's what they had at their availability to do that, and they used that.
Landau said the department has to apologize for their actions. Bethel adds he wants to make things better for next year's Pride Fest by planning appropriately. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Delaware State University is among the nation's top public historically black colleges and universities, according to a first-of-its-kind ranking by Forbes. The school came in at number 10. Forbes based the list on metrics like graduation rates, alumni earnings, and student debt. Provost Patrice Gilliam Johnson told our news partner 6ABC the university's financial aid offerings help reduce the cost of higher education for many students.
Most of our freshmen, the majority of them come in on what we call the Inspire Scholarship, which means that for the 4 years that they're here, they're able to attend classes tuition free.
More than 6,600 students are enrolled at the university, up nearly a third since 2020. Right now in Wilmington, cloudy conditions, 85 degrees there. Meanwhile, in Center City, Philadelphia, we are in the midst of a powerful storm. Downpours, lightning, thunder, 84 degrees outside as this severe weather makes its way through the Philadelphia area. If you are on the road, slow down and be careful. Things should clear out by about 6 o'clock or 7 this evening. Temperatures staying in the upper 80s for the afternoon.